gonna do? What you gonna say? You're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? You're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? You're gay, you're gay, you're gay, you're gay. What you gonna do? What you gonna say? You're never satisfied with what you've got. Well done or medium rare, it's never right, au contraire. No one suffers the way you do. They ought to name a martyr after you. Get off the cross, honey, we need the wood. Life don't always go the way it should.
That's right, bitch. Get off the fucking cross.
Whose cross?
Jesus Christ.
Is he still up there?
Phyllis, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good.
I'm getting a phone call.
You need to take it?
No.
Well, this is Jazana Stranger.
And this is Phyllis.
Apparently.
And Phyllis.
Do you want to say anything?
Hello.
And who are you, sir?
I'm Darren from All Preparation and No H.
That's right. No H, which means he likes it raw.
Oh.
Just a little spit. A little spit.
Enough to say I love you.
Just enough to say I love you.
Is that what they call... I know. Is that what they call a lick and spit? No.
That's a lick and spit.
No. It's not a lick and spit. It's a... A lick and stick.
Hello?
A lick and stick.
A lick and stick. Someone told me that the other night at a bar. Not that they wanted to do it to me necessarily, but that he told me he was doing...
Those nurses aren't the only ones who are evil bitches.
A lick and
bitches.
Stick to someone, and I didn't know what that meant. He had explained it to me. How embarrassing
well,
is that?
I don't know what to say, honey. So this is our first podcast together.
It is.
You are nervous.
I'm really nervous.
I don't know why. We're just talking to a computer screen.
That's because I don't even know what all these flashing lights are doing.
It's like a radio station. If you're a radio host, this is what you would be working with.
Well, that doesn't help because I'm not a radio host and I've never been in a radio
station. These are all of our audio clips that we're going to be able to play with during the show, like this one. Our song is now over.
Oh.
Hear it fading
I've heard
out.
It, yes. I've been hearing the background.
Like, so for example, we have all these little audio clips. Again, like, oh, what about fisting? You like fisting, right?
Yes.
Touching, kissing, even fisting.
Well.
Just like that.
Who doesn't like fisting?
I know. Just a little...
It has to be a small...
I almost said Velcro.
It has to be a small fist.
But I meant Vaseline.
Oh. Vaseline. I used to use Vaseline when I was in high school. My stepmom hated it because she had to do the laundry and the towels were always, like, extra stiff. When I handed them in.
Honey, what was
an extravaganza.
But did they look younger? Did the towels look younger?
Why would they look younger?
Because you're using Vaseline.
They came out very soft. But the water was like sludge out of the washing machine.
Well, you know about that, Jazana.
I know all about the sludge
in my vagina.
In your panties.
Aren't these audio clips great? Oh, he doesn't even hear them, so he doesn't even know what we're giggling at.
Well, they are great. I wish we would have played with these a little bit before.
Why? I know exactly what we have here.
But you were on Adam for Adam. You were playing with them a little bit.
Oh, honey, so let's just clear the air. We're sitting here with three single ladies. This is, again, Jazana Stranger at Jazana.com. Yes, we are coming to you from Dallas Gay Pod because I used to run Dallas Gay Pod.
Really?
Yes.
Into the ground.
That was a good one.
That was pretty good.
That was a good one.
I like it.
I'm not going to comment on Dallas Gay Pod.
No.
But it has...
No one else did either.
Actually, people did comment on Dallas Gay Pod.
No, they weren't favorable.
No, they weren't.
All I know is I got in trouble trying to promote Dallas Gay Pod. I am permanently X'd out of Ripples Nightclub.
Well, it's not like that is a big loss for us.
Well, no.
Ripples is nothing but...
Well, it's always fun to go there and drop off a ton of money for a little booze.
Well, they come in these little wash mouth, like the whole little swisher mouth, like swish, 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 swish.
That's about all I can do. You have to order with no water. I mean, no ice.
Yeah.
Like in Mexico.
What do you call those little cups? Those little night cups that you get at the dentist direct.
Dixie cups?
Dixie cups. The paper ones.
Thank you.
Yes.
The small minis.
I'm here with all the answers, ladies.
Honey, we're doing good on our modulations and not fabulous. Over-modulating.
Didn't you stop modulating about 5 years ago?
Honey, unlike your waist, yes, I did.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your ovaries are dried up. They're raisinettes.
I thought he had a bun in the oven the way he had dinner tonight.
He has a bakery in the oven, okay?
It's the bun. Spilled out of the box, honey. It spilled out on its own.
How convenient.
But I douched tonight, so I had lots of room to fill.
Oh, my Lord.
Yep.
Jizana is a clean, classy lady. Classy with a K, of course.
Right, absolutely. Like the pickles.
Like classics.
Those are Vlasics.
Vlasics. Drunk bitch, cut him off.
Puts a tickle in my pickle.
So we started this podcast tonight because Phyllis and Jizana had some things that we want to say, but we haven't really launched anything full time. We're going to throw this out there on Dallas Gay Pod. It's been months. It's seriously been, I think, since October. Since Dallas Gay Pod has last podcasted. So,
and I haven't been able to do a cardio routine since then because nothing kept me on that treadmill.
Dallas Gay Pod.
Absolutely.
Well, and we should give a shout out to Jason because he subscribes to Dallas Gay Pod.
Yes.
And he's been emailing me over and over again, where's my Dallas Gay Pod podcast? And I'm like, have you been enjoying them? Because nobody else has.
Well, he has a long, boring commute, so anything will fulfill that need for
you. Oh, honey. So it's basically...
Honey, that is so sweet.
So no. Sweet. No.
Oh, my.
That was Karen Walker.
It wasn't?
Yeah.
I've got a little Johnny Walker.
Oh.
Johnny Walker.
Okay.
Johnny Walker.
Bitches.
So we are here in Long Beach tonight. This is the what do they call that? The
rainiest
second
place on Earth?
Talking about us.
Oh.
Darren from All Preparation and OH is recently single as of, what, 2 months ago?
Oh, easily.
Phyllis here is recently single as of, what, last month?
No, it was November.
November. And so I'm recently single as of last night. So I win, and...
Yes. She is the freshest single lady.
Well, fresh being an operative word here.
But I am fresh because I douched.
Right. I haven't... I'm going to be doing that after this podcast.
I just want to mention, I would like to give a radio shout out to Enemies.
Oh, hi.
It only cleanses about 6 inches of your colon. So if you're looking for a deep cleanse,
I would just say this. If it only cleanses 6 inches, you're going to be sleeping with just on a stranger's atop, you're fine.
I never sleep in my lady parts.
I'm just saying.
If it only cleanses 6 inches, what am I going to do for the other 2 of my inches to clean?
Honey, you have, what do they say? You have like 12 miles of intestines inside of you, right?
12 miles?
How long is our intestines?
I don't know, but if that's true, you've been ridden hard and put away wet.
Girl, the wet part is true.
Honey.
Speaking I don't know how we wet, got talking about intestines. That was
let's
not.
Talk, put away wet, honey. What about the hot tub at the.
Down at the...
Cora.
The Hora?
The Hora Cora in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico.
I thought we weren't going to talk about the
You
Cora.
Said, are we going to talk about Mexico? And I said, sure. So we went to the Cora.
So how did the Cora...
The Hora, the Cora.
I thought we were talking about Puerto Vallarta. We didn't say we were going to talk about the Cora right off the get-go.
It was the only thing interesting that happened.
Including the Jizana Stranger Show?
Well, it was mostly because of the...
Touching, kissing, even fisting.
Yes, the fisting that occurred.
Well, I have to say I did not participate in the fisting. I think I was already...
I didn't get fisted either, but I did get sucky-doodle.
Punched in the face?
No, I didn't get punched in the face.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to tell you, I have never, ever, in my wildest dreams, thought I was going to be sitting in a hot tub naked with one of my sisters.
And by sisters, he means Jizana,
stranger.
That's right.
And it was really
And
troubling.
You know what was funny is I it was dark as fuck, so you couldn't see really anything.
Except for his ass was white as night.
Well, compared to all the Latinos that were there.
As white as night.
Tramp. But what was funny is that we were like in opposite sides of the hot tub, and he was doing whatever he was doing in his dark corner, and me and my ex-boyfriend were doing whatever we were doing in our dark corner, and all I could remember doing is, Phyllis, this is so much fun!
It was embarrassing. I had to tell him, I go, stop calling my name out, please. I'm like.
He was so embarrassed.
No, it really was just, it was a jacuzzi.
It was a bar, and there was a pool in the front with a lot of naked, well,
no, what, here's what it is. It is a hotel. Right. And the hotel has like a courtyard that is very private. Oh. It has a pool.
All right.
It has a bar.
Nice.
It has a steam room.
Check. Mm-hmm.
Well, which I didn't make it to the steam room.
I did. I have a story about that. And then.
Oh, honey, here's the story about that.
Hey, baby. You are the most special girl in the world.
Lord.
You go where I'm going to take you. I'll put on some nice adult contemporary music to set the mood. Perhaps a little Zamfir.
At the core.
Well, I don't know about all that.
It's not over yet.
Baby.
Honey, your sound clips are so long.
PlayStation.
This one's good.
When you see my skills, you'll get
it?
Hot.
It's a sex
my
ad.
Thumbs move almost
Christ.
At the speed of light. My joysticks got more than enough grip for you, girl.
So those boys are stomping off to get some
next level, baby.
And then you're like,
imagine my tiny
30,
body crawling all over you, boo. Feel me snake my way all up inside and through you.
There, that was Phyllis.
That
was Phyllis.
So in addition to the steam room.
Yes.
They also have a little area that is demonstrating videos.
Oh.
Demonstrating videos.
MTV.
Meaning it's like private little booths with videos. That's what he means by demonstrating
videos.
Videos.
What?
And then they have the big hot tub.
Are they playing like Madonna?
Porn, honey. Porn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you saw porn. I saw Madonna.
I didn't see Madonna in that.
There was an area.
House of Sin at all.
There was an area that we act. I don't know. I think somehow. What happened was, I had a tennis ball with me, and it fell out of my pants, and it went back down this hallway, which was extremely dark.
And you had to go find it.
I had to go find it.
On your hands and knees?
On my hands and knees. And
I'm going to throw up.
All I'll say is I the Spaldings in there were running wild.
What the fuck is a Spalding?
It's the name of a ball, you tramp.
Oh. I'm not
a
the
very,
sporty type.
A very tight ball.
Oh really?
So anyways, yes.
Adios
we,
mio, according to your people.
Yes, exactly. My people, yes.
Phyllis.
So.
I'm going to be Phyllis.
The.
And by your people, you mean the.
You're jealous of my hot black lover.
Well, it's really more caramel lover, but.
You know.
So anyway, so the steam room is actually kind of nice. They have a little.
Your dogs are fucking again.
I know. I don't know what to do.
Well, they're hearing the stories.
I know.
They're reenacting. I see a Spalding.
So
ball.
You were after your balls.
After my balls, ended up in the steam room, and the steam.
We
room,
should go to a bathhouse.
You need to be quiet. Phyllis is telling a story.
Let's go to a bathhouse.
She's a dominant one.
Oh wow!
I'm not dominant. I'm a pussy bitch bottom.
And he's 6.5 inches, honeys.
Well, the steam room, as I was getting to...
Sorry, steam room. I didn't make it to the steam room. That's why I cannot
there was
the
There's
story.
Three levels in the steam room.
Are you shitting me?
No, I'm telling you the truth. There's like it's like any steam
like
room
floors,
that you've been to.
I have
floors?
Never been to a three-leveled steam room.
No, I don't
room.
Mean like levels like floors. I mean like there's a... When you first enter, there's like a bench like that's knee-high. And then there's a bench that's probably, well, I don't know, maybe waist-high. So typically...
How convenient.
Typically, you would sit on the bench that is... waist high, and your feet would be on the bench that's knee high.
So that
your
the guy
feet
that's
not on
standing
the
on the floor can suck your dick.
Right.
Oh.
And then in the back, there's an area that's a little higher, probably like shoulder height, but it's kind of up in the back. So I was up there at one point. And
wait, what about for Jazana's ankles? Is there a bench
stirrups.
That's sky high?
Sky high, yes. There are stirrups from the ceiling that
thank
she just hooks
you.
Them into.
Y'all are tramps. All of you are tramps.
Hangs from the ceiling like a bat in the night.
Like a bad habit.
So I was shifting my position, if you will.
Oh, from Republican to Democrat?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I was absolutely going from one way to the other. And I was on the third level.
Oh, honey.
And somehow, you know, it's tile, it's steam.
Things happen.
There is like organic.
Slippery.
material on my style.
Oh,
so I went boom, boom, boom,
boom, chicka, boom, 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 levels
on my ass. Doon, doon, doon.
As a result of someone's DNA?
As a result of something being somewhere that was slippery than I anticipated. How about that?
Wow.
And
I so, like DNA. Let's go with DNA.
So actually, I was very flattered because the other person that was in the room was very concerned about that.
Which he's from where?
He's from Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, he was. Oh, he, you,
he was a local boy.
You did a local oh. boy.
Oh, so, nice. Anyways,
and hating him for that.
oh, honey.
So he was very concerned if I was okay.
Did he say?
I hope that ass is not broken in Spanish,
but it's got a crack in it.
No, he was just like, "Are you okay? Are you hurt? Are you okay?" And I'm like, "No, I'm fine. Don't worry about it."
I like, said it just like that.
But
he,
I did. I,
in Spanish.
The last 2 days that no, we were looking. There, he was limping around town. Like, I felt like
this is the funny thing.
He's driving that green jalopy.
This is what he told me. He goes, "You're going to feel that tomorrow." And I said, "Don't worry about it.
I like, feel it right now.
I want to feel it
right. I want to feel something right
what
now."
What did I say the moment I was walking down the stairs of the condo? I was like, "What the?" I was like, I could barely walk.
He was like...
Invalid?
I was almost invalid.
He was a jalopy.
I bet you were green, too.
I was about as broken as the burro that this one here rode up to the waterfall.
Oh.
I didn't ride the burro. I had a horse.
No, you had a burro.
Okay, I had a burro.
You rode an ass.
It wasn't an ass.
I thought
ass.
You were a bottom.
That would be a first.
I thought you were a bottom.
I didn't ride the ass. They gave me something that they called something else. It wasn't an ass.
A donkey?
It wasn't a donkey. It was
were
not a
donkey.
Were
you part of the donkey show?
I did not ride a donkey.
You were part of the donkey show.
It was something
Honey,
else.
I have the pictures to prove it. You were on a donkey.
He called it something else.
He called it an e-aw.
No. No, he didn't.
Actually, that's what Gisana calls a good night.
That's a good one. Thank you.
So.
Denial.
No, when I... went up to the man for the horses. I told him I didn't want. Oh, who is you getting from? Mail?
Oh, hi!
Look at here. He's got four emails.
I'm just looking for that one.
I know. Well, did he respond?
No, he didn't.
Oh no! Put him away.
Ah! Ugly.
Oh, put him mommy, away.
Mommy
him
needs
away.
A cocktail.
So
can you get me one too?
No, you're still
please?
Full. You're still full. Oh, Gisana.
Oh my
god. Does anyone have the number for Betty Ford?
Betty Ford?
I'm single lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're also a drunk lady.
I'm going to be drunk tonight. It's my time to be
it's
drunk.
It's early.
Oh, why do I get the. Oh,
so anyways,
no.
We don't want to talk about him. Oh, no, we don't want to talk about him.
Okay, keep going.
So, okay, well, that's enough about the Quora. Well, you. Okay, so here's the funny part about the Quora is that, like, when it was, like, when all was said and done, I thought the night was wrapping up and I went to the car and we were sitting in the car for a little bit chit chatting. And then I said, well, I'm going to go in and check on these boys and see what's where you guys are at. The place was closed up. The lights were out.
We were upstairs.
I found that out later. But the whole place was shut down. I'm like, what happened to them? They disappeared. Well, I guess there was like 30 rooms for you to disappear into. What is this?
Yes. No, we actually were invited up to a room on the third floor.
Mm-hmm.
So we went naked up the stairs. Yes, and that's when we took turns getting fucked by this fat Latino, because he was not pretty.
Mm.
Didn't I tell you that?
No!
Oh. Ooh.
Honey!
This
yeah.
is true.
In here.
I had to, I'm telling you, I had, we went eight.
Yeah, this was the guy that was in the pool swimming with us.
You got fucked?
Both of us did.
Who did?
And me.
All right.
Oh! We got the ring-a-ling-a-ling in our ear.
All right. So anyway, so I had to sit in the car and wait. As always, the pretty one always sits in the car and waits.
Now, you know what was funny about this, Darren, from All Prepper No H, is that when Robert and I got done doing our dirty deed, we were like, oh my God, we're going to have to take a cab home because Phyllis has totally left us.
I would never.
We walked right out on the street and we see this green, ugly ass jalopy back up and they start coming forward honking. And you drove by and you honked.
I did. At
it was
3
like,
o'clock in the morning.
It was, like, it was like when the Jewish priest was warning the children of Israel about the coming of the archangel that flew over Passover. That it was Phyllis telling us to get out of the fucking bordello and
yes.
come downstairs
come
and get
downstairs.
In the car and go home.
to get your pants back up, clean up your underwear.
But yeah, Robert got fucked, and then I took my turn.
Is this something you want to be saying?
I don't give a fuck.
All right.
Did you watch him get fucked?
Yeah, I did. I got my dick sucked while he was getting fucked.
Shut up.
Yep.
You're all whores.
And then I got fucked. But he came too soon.
Oh, don't you hate that? Don't you hate that?
Yeah, I do. I hate it.
Then it's like they just want to leave, right?
She's no, he funny. Said I want to watch.
Oh, he said he wanted to watch?
I use some cream.
But is there any vodka in there?
Yeah.
No, there's not. I'm not Darren Thomas, so.
So what else are we going to talk about Puerto Vallarta? Was there anything else that was worth mentioning? I mean,
Well, then the next night we went to, we did go through Manana's dark room.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I never got up there. How was it?
It was okay, and then there were some aggressive guys that were being too forceful, and I was like, no.
Yeah, they're always aggressive, usually. Those are not the cute ones. I never got up there because I was, what is that word? I was disposed up at the moment. That's not right either. I was, unavailable at that moment when you guys
were. I don't know what that means.
I was unavailable. That's what it means. I was outside.
Oh, hi.
Is that sound recording into the thing?
No, it's not. They can't hear that.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, but he is.
I would be embarrassed.
Oh, look
for
at him.
You.
He's cute. Why would you be embarrassed?
I'd be embarrassed to hear all these ding-a-lings coming in.
Oh, maybe he's not that cute. Look at those eyebrows.
All right.
Total bottom, bitch.
Oh, hi.
Dead elite.
Are you forgetting that you're on the radio?
No, I'm not forgetting. People enjoy this kind of stuff.
Really? Oh. They want to hear you talk about who's on your Adam for Adam?
No.
Oh, he's cute.
Yeah. He goes, I know it's been a pretty wet week. I could take that two ways.
Oh. You generally take it one way.
Okay. Oh, mommy's getting busy. I just got another one.
So, okay, what else are we going to talk about Puerto Vallarta? Anything else on Puerto Vallarta?
No, not at all.
You don't want to talk about Mananas at all anymore?
No.
How was the food?
No, we're leaving that to the
what
side.
What else do we want
to
talk about? That was it. We got our dick sucked.
Oh.
And then we put some dicks between our cheeks.
Can we talk about your camera?
What about when I threw it?
Yeah, can we talk about that?
Let's talk about it. What do you want to say?
I think that's
you
the
were
most
there
hilarious
for a bit.
Thing. I wasn't there. I wasn't there.
No, but you were there prior.
I was there prior, so I knew.
Okay,
what was going
so Jazana has a thing of jumping out of a car to be dramatic.
And
stealing the show.
So I didn't know whether or not I should actually slow down. I'm going 40 miles an hour.
And I jump out of the car.
Go forward.
Go faster. I should hit the. See, that was my mistake.
Don't stop. Don't look back.
I should have realized I shouldn't have hit the brakes. I should have hit the gas. So I hit the brakes and she jumps out.
When she hit the streets.
She hit the streets. Broke the cobblestone streets of Puerto Vallarta.
That's what caused the earthquake in Haiti.
I think so.
Oh my God.
And then proceeds to run down the street. Run.
Wait a minute. She got cardio in too?
She did. She got some cardio in. So she's. But anyway.
Multitask.
I don't want to go into their whole business because, you know, that's their business. But this is what cracks me up in the morning.
I'll tell you about my business.
No.
No, not that business. So the...
If you want to know about my business, go to Jazana.com and email me.
There's no Jazana business like ho business like
Jazana.com.
No business I know. Anyway, so she fell out of the car?
She fell out of the car.
I jumped out of the car.
It was my piss poor driving. She just fell right on
clearly.
Out.
Clearly.
And the next thing I know, he's happened to promise to buy... Did you ever buy Robert a new camera? Had to buy Robert a new camera. Why?
Because I threw my camera out. I threw his... He was trying to video me going off on his ass.
Oh.
And I said, you know what? You're not going to fucking video me. So I grabbed the camera and I threw it over this big retaining wall.
So
and we never found it again. So I'm sure if he was recording, somebody took that little
it'll be on YouTube. Be
and posted it on YouTube.
Or XTube.
YouTube. Because it wasn't like hot fucking fighting.
It was just
it was
two people fucking
dramatic,
up.
Yes. Fighting, yelling, screaming.
So go to YouTube. Everyone go to YouTube right now and look up
Crazy
it's drunk bitches
there.
With big
crazy
white
drama,
hair.
Crazy drama queenie bitch.
With big white
I wasn't
top
in
hair.
Drag that night.
No, she was
honey,
not.
You're Jazana.
I know, but that night I was not Jazana.
But you're Jazana on here.
Yes, but I'm not Jazana all the time.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Really? She just.
Because I think
she's
you are.
She swings back both ways.
Honey, that swing has been broken for years. It's rusty.
Well, she just likes on a swing because it's close to the children.
Well, that, and she has to do less work.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, you haven't seen the spare bedroom yet, have you?
No, I have not. But I hear it's black leather and filled with regret.
Absolutely. Actually, you're not far off.
I'm not that far
off.
How
in the world did you know all that?
Well, I'm not blind.
It's not black, honey.
It is black.
Honey, she likes Mexicans and blacks.
Oh, I didn't know you liked black. Dress.
No, but the leather in there is definitely black.
Oh. Is it?
Is it? Is.
Phil, oh, hi.
Oh, hi. Who's he?
He's from Sydney.
Put another shrimp on my Barbie.
Oh, speaking of which,
yes.
So we met these guys from Sweden down there. They opened a Swedish restaurant.
They did, and we didn't make it, unfortunately.
We
sorry,
never did.
Swedes.
We kept saying every night we were going to go have Swedish meatballs.
Did you? Oh.
No, we did not.
Really?
Yes,
really?
We did. Yes. We
the
were
balls
go.
That we got were at Manana and at the Cora.
At the Cora. The Hora. Get it right.
Oh, you know what? I did take a shot and lick some balls at, what's that strip joint we went to the night that Robert got drunk?
Oh, yes. Anthropology. Let's talk about Anthropology.
Anthropology.
I forgot about that. So,
isn't
you know, Robert.
That, isn't that a store?
No.
No.
Not in Mexico.
Well, it is. Not in Mexico.
Oh.
So Robert, and I will not say anything bad about Robert. I love him dearly.
Robert's fabulous.
He's fabulous. He doesn't drink a lot. Have you ever seen him drunk in all these years?
I have.
No,
yes.
Not you.
I might have.
Once or twice.
In Phoenix.
So I have not. So this was a treat for me to see him drunk. But it was really my fault because I was ordering doubles because I couldn't get drunk fast enough. I know. I don't know. Something about
Phyllis.
It. I was ordering doubles. Next thing I know, so this is a strip club. So there's like strippers on the thing. There's a platform and they're dancing and they're taking their clothes off.
Diaz.
And
basically.
They're walking. And by the way, in Mexico, there's no limit.
Oh,
we have company. Can you?
I'll get it.
All right.
So hurry up. Finish your story, bitch.
So anyways, so he is. Hello.
Is that Alex?
Yeah, it's Alex.
Hi, where's
Alex.
Rigo?
There's Rigo.
Oh, hi, poodle.
How you doing?
We're almost done here.
Wait, looking at.
We're looking.
Oh no, we're not looking at.
We're
that.
Not looking at anything.
They're podcasting.
Kisses, honey. Oh sorry. Kisses.
Oh, hi, honey.
I'm Alex.
This is Alex. That's my friend Darren. Rigo.
Hi, Rigo.
Hello.
Hey, Jared.
How are you, honey?
Good.
Okay, so we'll finish this one story because then
okay.
We'll
finish
be done
it
with
up. Hurry up.
All right.
26 minutes, honey.
I know.
Long podcast.
Uh-oh.
So, where was I at? Oh, we're talking about.
Oh, I know where you're at. You were at this.
Yeah, where?
Oh, good Lord. Look at this outfit.
It was to die for. I'll just say that because they take everything off, but there's also guys working the room. And these guys are working the room not only for tips, but they're also working the room for the night. You know, like you could take.
Now let me tell you about the night. What I was going to tell about that story was the night that we went when you went home.
You went another night.
We went the night that. Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh hi.
Somebody
turn that sound
me.
Off.
No, I can't.
Well, but so we get there and he starts drinking. Robert forgets all about the guys that are on the platform.
What did you just said?
That is terrible.
You
saw this big bone gal.
Oh, so anyway, so Robert decides he's going to be part of the show. And
Robert does?
Robert. So he is, like, you know, undoing his articles and...
Robert.
Do you remember this?
No.
And so but he doesn't take everything off, at least at that point. Well... And you, Missy, were trying to order shots, and I was like trying to cut it the whole thing off because I saw this was going downhill fast. And so,
which we were at the rooftop bar, and Robert showed his pubic hair.
Oh Christ!
And I was fine with that. I was like,
No, but he was like dancing all over. So, anyways, we left. Remember, we
he
had
wasn't
to carry
that
him
bad
downstairs.
That night. He was drunk, and
he
we
was
had
really
to carry
drunk.
Him, downstairs.
Him down the stairs.
But I'm trying to talk about the next night when we went. You
went
home.
Let me finish this part.
My story's better than yours.
No, my story's better
because
you don't remember. You don't remember.
Yours is his come later.
You don't remember the way this story ends.
Hurry up.
So we get Robert home. We get Robert back to the condo. We get him down the stairs into the elevator.
Oh! I forgot about this.
I told you. You forgot about this.
His pants hit the floor.
His pants, boom. And Robert
took
my advice and didn't pack underwear for the trip.
He told him don't pack any underwear.
I was
the plane
joking.
Can't
I just said
it.
Don't. I said
so he didn't pack any underwear.
I said
and
it would
so
weigh the plane down.
His pants in the elevator fell off all the way to the floor,
and
his dick and his dingleberries and
thing.
All that were exposed.
Jared, I didn't know what to say. Or is
I was shocked. I was like,
I
like that.
You grabbed your pearls.
Like, I grabbed my pearls.
That's
what it is a small elevator. It's like
it was a really
very
small
elevator.
Oh, it's
so we could like
it says
smell
it's rated for
the boss
seven
sweat.
People, but they'd have to weigh like 130 pounds
the,
a piece.
Clearly, the only one
yes.
that does
no,
that
my
is
building.
Robert.
In his building,
in my building down there.
Oh, that's
so anyway, so your story. The night that I went home.
So the night he went home, we decided we were going to go out with our new friends from LA. And so we went to the strip club, the same one, Anthropology. And Robert ordered ball shots from the stripper.
Huh?
So he started at one end, and he went all the way around all of us, the whole group that was there. You missed this. And the guy, he pulled his testicles out, and he put, he squirted, what do you call it?
Lemon?
Lime juice.
Ugh.
On his testicle.
Doesn't that burn?
And then he put salt on it.
Only freshly shorn.
Salt on it. You take the shot, and then you lick the mixture off his testicles.
That's gross.
And then he went around, everyone did it.
That's,
it was hot. It was kind of hot.
That's not hot.
Everyone did it?
He was hot. The guy was, yes, we all did it.
That sounds like herpes in a jar.
Well,
honey,
you know
that
what? That's what Mexico.
South of the border.
I know. What happens in Mexico stays in Mexico. But
well,
it
all comes back to the States, and then we all get it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Exactly.
Anyways, I think this has been a great podcast.
Oh, my God. So this guy that just said, you eat more than me because you weigh more.
Yeah.
He says his response was, it's a simple mathematical statement. The more you weigh, the more calories you need to eat every day to maintain it.
Well, he sounds like a winner. I would definitely.
But this is the cute guy. He's cute. Look, this is this one. He looks like a Mormon.
Oh, my gosh.
Say,
that's the guy you were all excited about.
Mormon?
So he says he weighs 165 pounds.
He doesn't
well,
look like 165
yes. pounds. So I'm going to say to him, well,
oh
hello.
The ring is driving me nuts. Do you guys want a drink?
Well, hold on. We're almost done.
Are you guys, talking to me?
Oh,
doing a
good.
Podcast?
Yes.
Oh, I think it's listening.
This outfit.
No, they're talking and trying to do one.
Who's?
Mine, honey.
Oh, all right. We need to write this down.
Anyway, it's
well,
been
I'm
great.
Gonna,
it's
I'm
been
gonna,
a great intro
well,
for you guys.
I'm going to respond to this guy here.
No,
so
but
I'm
I think it's
here.
Been a great
well,
intro for
yes,
your podcast.
It was. So, well, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Yes, I weigh more.
Oh, Christ. She's got to let everyone know her business.
You can write
I'm
that to quite a few people.
I'm a bigger boy than you.
Ooh.
Well, no, I shouldn't say that.
You should say, I'm a drag queen, too. So what does that figure in the equation?
Yeah. Tell them your breasts weigh a lot. It's a lot of calories.
I do weigh more, but my hair...
I don't even know what to say.
Don't respond.
Don't respond.
It's going nowhere, honey.
Really?
Yeah.
But he's
yeah.
so cute.
He already insulted
matter.
You. He said you weigh more.
So just leave it be. Oh,
leave
Titan
be.
FL says hello.
We cannot go through all of these right now. There's too many.
One.
Remember, right. this podcast will be over in 3 days.
Well, you know... Oh, right. Why did our music stop?
Because you stopped it.
That was an accident. All right, Phyllis. Get off the cross. Because we need the wood.
Oh.
Oh.
So you can find us online. You can go still to DallasTheGayPod.com for the meantime.
But you won't.
But if you really want to be cool, you go to Jazana.com.
Really?
Yes. Hello.
Absolutely.
And then
order
your
beauty supplies.
Or if you're in the Orange County area, you can come to the...
Adam for Adam.
.com. And look for, what is it,
Oakley
Stokey?
Oakley Homie?
Oklahoma Stokey.
No, it says Okla Scorpio.
Poke my homie Stokely?
Poke me in the pooper.
What's yours say?
Mine says, I am not just on a stranger.
Yeah, that's all it needs to say.
It's only because you're jealous, honey.
Yes, I'm jealous of a cotton top.
All right, honey, well, this is it.
All right.
Aloha.
Aloha. Oh, wait.
Buenos.
Oh, where did my little sound clip go?
I need to check up your ass.
All right.
Okay.
Bye, poodles.
Yeah. Get off the cross, we need the wood. Get off.